You're listening to the Washington Hospitality Industry Podcast, your primary source of information related to the hospitality industry in Washington State.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Today, we have our Payment Solutions Manager, Sean McHugh, here to talk about payment processing and the top three things to consider when you're ready to shop for a new payment processing system. We are going to have our Q&A open. If you have any questions, go ahead and type them down there in the bottom of your screen. And we will also record this. So if you miss any of this and you want to watch it later, you can find it on our YouTube channel, on our website, and it'll also be available as a podcast if you subscribe to our podcast feeds, the Washington Hospitality Industry Podcast. A little bit of more housekeeping. On May 8th, we have a webinar with Oliver Kotelnikov from IBA, who's going to talk about real estate and buying and selling businesses. You can register for that on our website, as well as a webinar with Steve Hooper, formerly of Ethan Stoll Restaurants, and Patrick Yearout from Ivers. They're going to talk about tipping automation with a company called Tip House. So that is May 15th, both of those webinars at 10 a.m. And you can register for those on our website, wahospitality.org. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to Sean. Good morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate that introduction and housekeeping. Before we jump into the bulk of our topic, I'd like to start with a quick icebreaker. And if there's any members on the call that are able and willing to either come off mute or have a moment to type in the Q&A, your name, your business name, how long you've been in business, and how many times have you switched payment processors? So again, anyone who has a chance to either come off mute and speak up or has a moment to type in the Q&A, your name, your business name, how long you've been in business, and how many times you've switched payment processors. So we'll give a minute and see if anyone wants to chime in there or anything comes into the Q&A. We have any takers? All right, well, if you get a chance, feel free to throw that in as we go. Today, we're going to be talking about the top three things to consider when you're ready to shop. The first thing we want to consider is...
We have one.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Sean.
We're good. Yeah.
Awesome. Alan from the Indigo Kitchen, about every 5 to 10 years, they've changed 3 times.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. So... all right. The three topics we are going to cover today are technology, price, and service. It really comes down to these three categories. You need the right technology in place, whether that's a standalone terminal, a POS system, a PMS, property management system, online ordering, you know, gift cards, loyalty, whatever technology you need or don't need, you need to know what that is, what your business needs are, and be able to find that out there and what solution you're looking at. The next key component is price, right? How much you're going to pay for that technology, and also how much you're going to pay to process your customers' payments. I mean, if you think about it, in this industry, you are paying to process your customers' payments. And when you say it like that, it kind of sounds a little funky, like, man, why am I paying to take my customers' payments, right? Don't they want my product and service? Well, that's just the world we're in when it comes to credit card processing and convenient way to pay. The last topic we're going to talk about is service, the service of your technology, the support of your POS system, the service and support of your processing company, if that's separate, making sure that you and your staff are taken care of in your times of need. You know, there's no point in having a great system if when it doesn't work, you can't get support and can't get it fixed, right? So taking a closer look into technology, now, POS hardware and software features and functionalities, this is really important. You need to know what your software can and cannot do. What type of integrations there are? Are there any third-party integrations that you need when it comes to accounting software or online ordering, loyalty programs, payroll, you know, clock in, clock out, employee scheduling? There's a lot nowadays that can be added in to the POS through these third-party integrations. And finding the right solution that has the right integrations for you and your business needs is really important. So I would encourage anyone to take the time to either, you know, you yourself or, you know, talk with your staff and figure out what their needs are, what your pain points are, you know, what the POS you have in place isn't doing right that now that you need it to do, things like that, right? You want to make sure that the technology that you choose for your business is going to meet your needs for you and your customers. So maybe you don't even have a POS. Maybe you're still doing a standalone terminal and you're considering doing the first POS. You know, you're kind of, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? There's plenty of members and plenty of restaurants still have standalone terminals, taking orders by hand, you know, handing the tickets off to the kitchen and the cooks and whatnot. So, you know, maybe you're not ready for a POS. Maybe you need the right type of terminal. You know, maybe that's a Wi-Fi or mobile one that you can go tableside or take outside to your patio area, you know, when you're doing outdoor seating in the nicer weather months. You know, maybe you need, you know, a kitchen display screen, you know, something to add on so that your cooks get away from the printers and they can, you know, do quick taps and touches. So to kind of speed things up in the kitchen on the expo window. So whatever that technology is, it's really important for you to connect with your staff, figure out what they need, what would make their jobs easier, what would help them be more efficient, and see if you can find a solution that provides that. Just to, again, have happy employees, faster, more efficient processes, and things of that nature. So, and the other thing technology also covers, if you think about it, like your Wi-Fi router, your internet, whether that's coming in from like Comcast or Frontier or whoever it is, maybe you have a mobile Wi-Fi router, maybe you get like a cellular Wi-Fi router backup, your internet goes down often, or it gets a little spotty and it messes with your transactions. This way you can just roll over and constantly have a connection and always be able to take payment. That's another great way to use technology, is like a backup system for when the internet goes down per se. So I'll take one moment here and do a quick pause and see if we have any questions around technology. All right, let's move on to the next slide. Okay, price. How much are you paying? Are you paying a higher rate now than you were before? Do you have to haggle with your salesperson every 2, 3, 4 years to get a lower rate and ask why your rates have gone up? Have you considered surcharging or cash discounting? That's becoming really popular and more trendy, especially in our industry, hospitality. And then if so, do you know the rules around surcharging? Right? So there's rules around surcharging. You can't surcharge debit cards or check cards. That's a Visa and MasterCard rule. There's a cap at 3%. When it comes to surcharging, you need to have the disclosures. It needs to be on the receipt, on the menu, or at the table, and also at your front door. So there's three places where you have proper signage to disclose to your customers that you surcharge credit cards. And then you also have to provide another way for them to pay without the surcharge, which typically is cash or, again, check card or debit card. That's still paid for by the merchant or the member when it comes to surcharging. So, but more traditional pricing, there's so many different types. There's tiered, there's interchange plus or cost through plus. There's also differential. There's flat rate, fixed rate. I mean, there's so many different types of pricing that it's also important that you find the type of pricing that works for you. The one that we use here at the association more often than not is interchange plus. And the reason why we use that is because it's the most transparent pricing in the industry. It shows all the fees that come across for interchange, assessments, and it also shows the processor company's markup. And those are the three key components to like your rate or your price when it comes to processing. So you have the interchange that goes to the issuing bank of the credit card, like Wells Fargo, B of A, US Bank, right? Whoever issued out that card. Assessments go to the card brand, like your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. And then the processor markup goes to the processing company that you choose to process your payments for you, right? Put those in your checking account each day, make sure you get your statements and things like that. So those are the three key components to processing pricing or rates. And then the other category for price is how much you're paying for your POS or your terminal, right? So typically the more you pay the more you get, right? You get what you pay for. However, there are some times where you're paying too much or your system's not working right. And man, I'm paying full price for something that doesn't work properly, right? And that doesn't make sense. So, you know, if you feel like you're paying too much, whether it's on the POS, like equipment software side, or you feel like you're paying too much on the processing side for your rates on the transactions that you take, then you probably are. And it's best to make sure that you get those checked. One great way to do it is with us here at the association. You can submit statements. You can submit a contract to me. I can take a look. We can do a free consultation. It's not like we charge or anything like that. So anyway, I'm always happy to engage with members and help educate you on all these different categories and the details that go inside them, because it's a lot. And I happen to be in this industry for over 12 years, so I do have a lot of experience and knowledge that I'm always happy to share. And I always want what's best for your business. Even if that means you're not on the program, that's okay. We believe you'll come to the program eventually. So, but at the end of the day, we lock in our rates for our members. We haven't had any rate increases in over 8 years. Okay, so that's a really long time. That's pre-COVID, during COVID, post-COVID. No rate increases for over 8 years, with many, many more years to come. And we've expanded to two processing partners over the last couple of years so we can integrate with more POS options, so we can, you know, be a better valid option and be able to integrate more and be able to help more members. So any questions on price? I know I covered a lot there, and it kind of covers both categories, technology and processing. But any questions around price or rates or anything like that? Okay, moving on. So service, can you get help when something goes wrong? Do you have a timely, reliable source to go to for service and support? Continually looking for something better? Do they deliver on customer service guarantees? Well, we can definitely start with that one. I think we've all had an experience or two throughout our careers where we've had someone promise or, you know, say they can do one thing, and then they don't follow through and they do not deliver on their promises. And in essence, they overpromise and underdeliver, right? So that is definitely a lack or failure of service. And that doesn't have you feel good about spending money with that company for their product and service, right? So a lot of times we get what I call the lip service, which is everyone's like, oh yeah, we're great at service. We're there and we have the 24/7 this, and you can, you know, do the IM chat here and there. And then you find out, you know, as you go on 2, 3, 4, 6 months down the road, you know, they're not getting back to you in a timely manner. They don't have an answer to your problem. And it just gets really frustrating. When you call for help and you don't get it, it's extremely frustrating. And when members need help, they need help right away. Something that's going to go down like on a Friday at 6 o'clock, right? It's never on a Monday at 9 a.m. when nothing's going on and you have time to deal with it. It's almost always in the middle of a busy time when you really don't have time to step aside it and like fix it, so to speak. So it's really important that you have quality support and service. So when something does happen, you can call and you can get help right away. They can remote in, they can send someone down on site if needed. It's all about that service. That's what keeps you there, if that makes sense. So, and in regards to the processing side, I've had members say, I've never gotten a statement. I've been with these guys for X amount of months or years, and I haven't gotten one statement. You know, it's like, wow, you know, so it's important to be able to audit your account, look at your statement, make sure that you're paying the rate that, you know, you were told or the, that you signed for, so to speak, on your, with your agreement, you know? So unfortunately there's a lot of companies that will say one thing and do another. So I just always encourage members to take ownership again, right? And really just stay on top of your own scenario and hold those people accountable. And, you know, if you're having challenges out there, look into us as an option. We have great service, great partners, and great support. In fact, I've heard a lot of compliments from members about how our POS partners support them when they need help and so on. So we feel like we have a great solution that helps bring the quality of, well, actually that's the next slide, so I won't get into it quite yet. But anyway, when it comes to service, it's really important. You got to have good service or you're going to want to go somewhere else. Because if you don't feel good about who you're with, you're not going to want to be with them. I think that's really what it comes down to, you know, so making sure that you have the right level of service and support. It comes in a timely manner. You have it for not only the processing portion, but also the technology portion, right? The hardware and the software. Something goes wrong, you'd be able to call a number, get a new terminal sent out, things like that. So that's a really important part of the process. All right, so when it comes to service, do we have any questions or any stories, or, you know, does anyone want have a moment to come off a mute and share, or maybe type something into the Q&A where they had like a poor service example or maybe a great one or anything of that nature? I heard a little pop. I don't know. Did someone put something in the Q&A there?
It looks like Robert Hanlon has his hand up. We're going to, if you could go ahead and unmute, Robert.
Well, I have a particular question. I'd like to know how many of you out there, when was the last time you saw your rep, whether it was your point of sale rep or your processing rep? You know, when was the last time you saw them? Or are you with a company that is like churning and burning them? Because there's a lot of that out there. I've seen that happening quite a bit. So I'm just curious as to, you know, on the level, we talk about a level of service, which is really important. But, you know, in this industry, I know there's a lot of guys that, that come through and aren't always around, but I'm just curious as to how many of us out there have experienced that, you know, we don't know who our rep is.
Yeah, so it sounds like, Robert, if I heard you correctly, you're basically asking the audience here, how long has it been since you've seen your rep, whether it's your POS rep or your processing rep? Maybe they're both, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, cool. So awesome. Anyone have an answer to that? Anyone want to share an experience that they've gone through? Well, I can share that I've heard from multiple members since the 2 years I've been working in this role, that the service and support is usually good in the front, like when you sign and maybe that first month, and then it really just starts to disappear. And again, I've had members tell me that's why I'm looking to switch. The POS works fine, except for when we need help, except for when we call in and need support. And then they're just like, you know, up a creek without a paddle, so to speak, right? So it is definitely important and it will impact your business in a big way. And you never, like, you don't know until after you get started, after you're in the POS, you're processing, and some time has gone by, because service comes in after the sale, right? There's the sales process and then it switches to like service, if you will. And that service is what can lack. And they always talk about how good it is in the sales process, but then you find out whether it is or it isn't. And, you know, some people are good. There are some companies and some individuals that do a good job. But I think by far, the majority of them, unfortunately, don't, or they lack or fall short, so to speak. Any other questions or comments around service? All right. Well, Robert, thanks for chiming in and speaking up. Appreciate it. I'm going to go to the next slide here. And this is really about what we offer. So here at the Washington Hospitality Association, our payment solutions program, we have a few different technology partners, feature and functionality rich POS technology partners. So we have like a more basic low cost one. We have all the bells and whistles fully loaded. You get what you pay for, you know, it costs a little more, but you get great functionality, great service and support. We definitely have those available. We have low locked-in processing rates. So like I mentioned before, we haven't had a rate increase in over 8 years. In fact, they went down. They started off higher and have gone lower since we've added more members onto the program and the program has grown. And now we've even added on another processing partner. We'd like to long-term maybe add on a third or fourth so we can really see this program growing, because this is a very important aspect of hospitality business, which is payment solutions. And having your rates locked in at a great low rate is really important. You know, we're a nonprofit association. Our goal isn't to make money. Our goal is to save you money. You already pay your annual investment, your membership dues, whatever you want to call it. It's up to us to bring that value back to you. And this is one of the ways we can do it. You know, this is one of our core ROI programs and really brings that return on investment back. And I mean, I've seen members where 1 month of savings can pay for their whole year of being a member. And then the other 11 months, they just pocket, so to speak, or put in their bottom line. So there's definitely a lot of value here in our program. When it comes to service, you will be working with me. I'll be involved. So I'll be one of your service reps, so to speak. And you may have even more, depending on which processing partner we go with. We might have even more people to add support and service. And of course, if you end up going with one of our recommended POS technology partners, you're definitely going to have great support from them. And we're involved in that process too. And we do a good job making sure that they're doing their part to bring their service level up to where we need it. Because we set the bar high. I mean, we're hospitality. We know service, right? We know it. So when it's not there, you know it's not there. And when it is, you appreciate it. It feels good. You like it, right? It's just like a customer in your restaurant. It's the same. It's service, it's service, it's service, it's service. Just because it's a different category and it's, you know, with processing and technology doesn't mean it, you know, it's less important. So any case, we have, again, a great program. We've expanded in the last couple of years. We plan on expanding even more. We have a few great POS partners we can recommend if you're in the market and, you know, need an upgrade or look into getting to something that's more, you know, modern, like cloud-based, and, you know, you can, you know, make changes on the go and, you know, from, you know, on vacation, from your house, you know, whatever, all that good stuff. So, and then again, our rates, we can support surcharging, we can support cash discounting. We have the, in my opinion, the lowest rates possible in the state. Plus we lock them in as long as you're a member. It's such a great, such a healthy environment to do your processing in. You know, we're, again, a nonprofit that's looking to bring you benefit and value. We're not looking to add on a fee here or raise your rate there or do this or do that. We're just not into that. That's not for us, right? We try to bring a light into a dark industry, so to speak, if that makes sense.
I have a question from the audience for you, Sean.
Yes, please.
Are you able to integrate with Dinerware and it, since we're bringing it up, any other technologies out there?
Yes, absolutely. We can integrate with Dinerware. We have dozens and dozens of members on our program right now today using Dinerware. So that is absolutely a yes. Whether you want to get it new or have it in place and want to keep it in place and just want to save some money on the processing, the answer is yes to both.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so let's move into the any questions. So do we have any questions or comments? Please, let's get informal here. Anything that's specific to you or your business, I'd love to field your question and give you the best answer possible. You can type it into the Q&A. And again, if you know you're pressed on time or you're not in a spot where you can really come off mute or type something in, then my contact information is right up there, my direct cell phone, my office line, and then my email as well. So please reach out to me, contact me. If you have statements you want me to look at, if you have a contract or an agreement that you're about to sign, you're about to go with maybe someone else and want to see what we have at the last second before you pull the trigger or make your final decision, wherever you are at in any of your payment processing process, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to, you know, give you the free consultation and give you any value added advice I can, if that makes sense.
And I have allowed everybody, we're a small group today, so I've allowed everybody to go ahead and just unmute themselves if they have a question or if they want to type it in the Q&A, that'll work too.
Any questions out there?
All right. Doesn't look like we have any. Sean, thank you so much for this information today. To everybody in the audience, yes, we will have this up on our website later on today if you've missed any of this. If you, as well as Sean's presentation too. So if you want his contact information, it's right here, or you can go check it out on our website later on today. And thanks again, Sean. This is really informative.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for joining. I hope you have a great day and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Washington Hospitality Industry Podcast. Make sure to visit our website, wahospitality.org, where you can learn more about the restaurant and lodging industries and the Washington Hospitality Association. Be sure to subscribe to the show in iTunes, Google, Spotify, or iHeartRadio so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Thank you so much for that effort. Until next time.